Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello.
Welcome back, everybody. Your bob's sticking out again.
Where's Sophia Mann? Oh, I'm really struggling with my
There's
hair.
There's a part of Chintzy's head. It's like,
no, you know
it's
what?
Coming out horizontal from her head.
Where is it?
It's gone now.
You know
brushed
what?
It in.
I did feel there was something's going on at the back over here, but I couldn't really see it. And then before I left, I was like, oh, I better go over that with straighteners. And then I just didn't. And then I fucking
no, you've brushed it in now.
Walked in the stew today. I had a big piece
like, what
sticking
the fuck
out of
is
the
that?
Back of my head.
Like a little horse tail coming out of the back.
Like a little human tail out the back. Remember when we Googled human tails?
Oh,
guys, if you no seriously, it's very interesting anatomy. Like if you want to have a look, some humans.
Remember
are born
when
with
we
tails.
Were at that sleepover and we couldn't sleep because we were scared that the person with the tail was going to come in. We were at Letitia's house. Letitia's had a lot of mentions recently on this podcast, but we were at Letitia's house and she was telling us a story. Oh, you were telling us a story about a man that had a tail and his spine was really long, and we really freaked us all out and we thought she was going to climb through the window or something.
it's actually a thing. Like some humans, their tails just
their
spine just keeps growing and going, and it's like a tail, like a cat.
Mm. Can they move it?
I'm not sure. No, but it's actually a thing. Or some people just have a little nubbin at the back.
Yeah.
Like a little nubbin tail. And it's just their spine just continues.
Yeah.
And it's very
normal. I
wonder
how they sit and... They should do a documentary on it.
I feel like...
I could learn about that.
Yeah, no, I feel like there was a time when I did a lot of Googling and research. Mm,
you were in your long spine era.
Yeah, because I found it very interesting. Like, genuinely, I thought, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, are you born with it?
I think
so. Or does it just grow? Like, could yours just start growing?
Mm.
And then you might have to get surgery when you're 50.
To get the tail removed.
To get your tail removed. So it's like, could my spine just start poking out the back?
I feel like we've stopped growing, though.
Yeah. We were actually speaking about this yesterday.
Yeah. We're not getting any taller, are we?
No,
like, this is it.
I was 5'3", what, year 8?
Yeah. We've not grown since then.
No, that's fucking crazy.
Because boys have that growth spurt later than the girls, don't they?
I do think I've started to shrink.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I think my
already.
I think my feet
25.
Yes, Sophia. I think my feet are almost a size 4.
Do you know what? Yeah.
I think my feet have got smaller.
100%. That's interesting that you say that 100%. Because I bought some new trainers. Mm. I'm sporting currently. Mm. Both pairs.
Yeah, lovely.
5.5.
Ooh.
And I was like,
and you've always been a big 6.
No, I haven't, you bitch. I've been. Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean a big 6? Such a bitch. You've always been a big 6. No, I've been a 6. Nothing wrong with a size 6.
There's nothing. It's for you.
What do you mean a big 6?
You got really defensive then. You need to relax.
Yeah, because you bully people who've got big feet.
I didn't bully you. I said you were a big 6. And I only say that because you could...
I'm a 6.
Relax. There's nothing wrong with it.
I know.
Why are you saying that?
I know there's nothing wrong with it, but I know what you think, and I know your tone.
You can never wear my shoes because I'm a small
I wear
five.
Your heels all the time.
Yeah, but they're tight. Yeah. So I just, sorry, maybe my terminology was wrong.
So I'm a six and you're a five. Not, I'm not a big six and you're not a small five. You're a five.
I am a small
six.
Five because I'm a four. I'm almost a four. I just said I
should. So you're not a five then?
Well, I think technically I may be about 4.5.
Well, my new train is a 5.5. Mm. So what does that tell you? I'm
well, yeah,
a small
these
six.
Are a five. But feel how much space I got in then.
Mm.
Like that. Like
feel
got
my
a whole
space.
Toe there.
Five and a half. There's not. You just grab fabric. That's my big toe.
Yeah. So I'm shrinking, but your nose is growing.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's the science.
Fuck.
You shrink, but your nose grows.
And your ears.
And your.
God,
we're
all
fucked. I always remember
my
granddad's ears.
Do you?
Big ears.
Yeah, can't say I've really. Yeah. They do say that's what never stopped growing.
Just big ears. So that's what I can picture. Frail bodies and big ears.
Oh, we have something to ask the listeners.
Do we?
Yeah, we said it yesterday that we have to ask them, so we have to ask them.
Oh, go ahead.
We've been nominated, guys.
Oh, this is actually important.
This is actually important. If you want to just prick your ears up for 2 seconds, we have been nominated for the British Podcast Award Listener's Choice.
So this really is the vote of the people.
Yeah, the judges obviously didn't think we were eligible for anything else.
No.
But the people have got us here.
The people chose.
The people chose.
If you want to continue to choose.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I mean, if you want to cast your vote, you can cast it on us.
Cast your vote, absolutely. Yeah, it's free.
It's free. You just got to verify it on your email. So if you fancy that,
we'd really appreciate it. We want to go to an award show. Come on, guys. We've been doing this for years.
We want to go to an award show.
Come on. So we'd really appreciate it. No, it's amazing to be nominated.
It is,
you know.
No. It's the British
to get to the top 20 of the podcast awards is huge.
But you can head to
www.britishpodcastawards.com, vote, listener's choice.
We'll
leave a link in this episode's bio, so you can just click it right there.
Yes.
But it's free to vote, it's super quick, and we would really, really appreciate it. So if you listen on a Wednesday, if you enjoy the ritual...
Then
we'd
really
appreciate your vote.
And we might, I'll probably cry.
We want to go to an award show.
If we got to top five, I'll cry.
If we got to top 10 even,
top
like
10,
even
I'll
if
cry.
We got shortlisted from top 20 to top 10, that would
insane.
Be huge.
I'd fully cry then.
Yeah.
Aw.
Aw.
Because you know what we were speaking about yesterday?
Yeah.
Falling over as an adult.
How have we got from there? Oh, because
about
crying.
It just came to me.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Like, it's like...
Chintzy fell yesterday.
I fell over yesterday, like so dramatically in front of
everyone
a lot
around
of
went, ooh.
I smacked onto my coccyx.
And then feet everyone went, ooh. Up.
About 30 people, ooh. And I was like, oh my Lord, my tit almost fell out. My whole back was out. I was in a backless top. My sunglasses flew
She was
off my
running
top.
From a wasp and it had just rained a little bit. So the stone was slipping.
And do you know what it is? It's these fucking jeans. They're too long for me. So
you got your jean underneath.
My jean was under my thing and I just went,
yeah.
Like that, smashed onto my coccyx.
So moral of the story, get your jeans tailored, guys.
Yeah, get your jeans tailored.
Be safe.
And just let the wasp sting you, to be honest.
Don't even run
from it, especially in the rain. In it.
Scary falling as an adult. We're not meant
scary
to fall.
We're not
far.
Meant to fall. I can't remember the last time I fell.
No. Scary.
Like, when was the last time you fell?
Couldn't tell you.
Because you know one of my worst fears is falling downstairs.
Yeah, I know. Don't like the sound of that either.
Like, I
don't
always
think anyone
like,
does, but.
I like.
Scaring as an adult, scaring. Falling as an adult is really scary, I think. It shocks you because you haven't fell in so long.
My God.
When
you
hit the ground like that, it's shocking.
Angie falls all the time. I saw her fall not that long ago in
does
the park.
She?
Just, but it's almost in slow motion. It's like.
You were slow motion yesterday.
Yeah.
The whole
like
scene
that.
Was slow motion.
Yeah. Yeah, Angie always falls. But it's scary because it's like you're an older woman.
Yeah.
Watch your
frail bones.
Watch your step.
Keep an eye out.
But no, Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, so our question of the week this week, because it's girl talk.
Yes.
Is tell us the pettiest reason you've ended a friendship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited for the responses.
So let's see what we ate my kebab when I was blackout drunk. You actually ended the friendship.
No, I think that's very valid.
She stood on my foot in tap class when we were 11.
I think that's valid too.
Didn't give my clothes back after months of asking for them back.
That's crazy that. Because like, if I never borrow a thing of yours, really.
No, not really.
No, we don't really. I mean,
but I borrow your stuff.
I'd make sure it was in pristine condition. I'd get it back to you. Because otherwise, I'd be living with like the guilt. Fear and guilt and...
She put me in a headlock.
Whoa. How'd she get there?
Not a friendship, but I ended a potential relationship as he had carpet in his bathroom. Carpet in the bathroom.
Do you know how much piss?
That's not sanitary.
Do you know how much piss
Surely
is on that
carpet?
Surely
that carpet's going to be damp.
That carpet is going to be... What are those lights that you shine to see all the stains?
Oh, yeah,
I don't
know.
If you did that in there, it'd be semen... Piss. Shit.
Ugh.
Spit.
Just,
oh my God. Mm.
Cancel plans 3 times. I'm a 3 strikes and you're out kind of girl.
Shit.
Okay. You got your boundaries. Go, yeah.
That is taking the piss though, isn't it? Yeah.
Three times. Especially if it's very last minute.
Yeah. It's like fair enough if it's a valid, you know.
I always made such a fuss for her birthday and she literally would never get me anything.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a shame because it's the unspoken rule, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
Oh, well, she actually spent about 30 quid on me.
It's
and
the
she
etiquette.
Got me a nice card and a balloon. So like, I need to return
Do the same.
The favor. It's like Christmas gifts. Oh, well, last year she got me. You know, it's like you return the favor.
Listen to this. A 13-year friendship ended over eating some of their chocolate while they were out the room.
No, valid.
13 years.
Valid.
She wore the same dress to me at a wedding after I'd already showed her the dress that I was going to wear.
That's scary. Weird. That's scary.
But like, Susan... What? We both know here that I've sent you this dress. Like, that's weird.
Imagine for Lydia's birthday.
We're showing up in the same thing.
You send me, I think I'm going to get this. I fucking order it too. Right, hello.
Twins.
Twins.
Matchy, matchy. What the fuck?
Matchy, matchy.
I would have found someone else if I knew you were going to wear it.
I would have found someone else, babe. You don't have to wear what I was going to wear.
You could have had mine. I could have got someone else. Ate apples with her mouth open. Just chomping down.
Just chomping down like a horse. Like
apple juice flying out your mouth.
I've not eaten an apple in ages, actually.
I can't bite apples. I have to cut them.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm scared. Like, ever since I had braces, you can't bite apples. Yeah. I've never had that. I feel like I like to chop it with like a bit of cheese.
I can't. It's been years since I've bit into an apple.
Mm.
But that's a shame.
The thought of my teeth would...
Yeah,
would go,
I used to enjoy apples like that, though. Mm. Do you know what? I prefer pears. Mm. I prefer pears over apples.
Pears are underrated.
I love pears. Because I was actually in a shop the other day and I saw a pear and I went, do you know fucking what? I'm going to buy some pears. But I didn't, but...
You should have.
I should have, you know? But I like pears hard, not juicy.
Like pear. The more apple textured.
Yeah, I prefer the taste.
I can respect that, yeah.
Yeah, and I like pear juice.
You like pear juice?
Mm-hmm. You've had pear juice.
Yeah, but I can't say I've bought a carton of it.
No, I feel like I used to have it in Italy.
Okay.
I feel like they drink pear juice. I feel like, where would I even get pear juice in England?
Whole Foods, probably the place.
Oh, I guess.
If it's going to be anywhere, it's probably going to be there for 15 quid.
Have you got any pear juice?
Sorry, where can I find some pear juice?
Pear juice.
They couldn't drive and I felt like a taxi service. Next one. I don't know what this means, but she said she cut my high heels off to shag a lad.
Wait, excuse me.
She cut my high heels off.
What does that
As in
mean?
So she could put them on?
Wait, say that again.
She cut my high heels off to shag a lad.
Cut what? Her fucking ankle off? I'm so confused.
Cut the shoe off? The actual heel itself? I don't know. We need more context there. I don't know what that means.
No sense at all.
What was she going to do? Take the heels with her?
What? Just the heel?
I don't know.
Separate heel?
I don't know. That's what she's put.
Cut?
I don't know what that means.
That's gotta
she
be
told a... me she was pregnant through Snapchat. Oh my God. She threw up on my sofa. Blamed it on the fumes from my new build and not the alcohol she drank. It's the fumes. Sarah, oh, it's the fumes in this new build that's making me feel sick.
This fucking new build that's making me nauseous, Sarah. Making me fucking nauseous.
But...
oh, yoy. Oh, yoy. The fumes. Imagine. Oh, I'd feel so bad if I threw up on someone's sofa. Are you joking?
A new one as well. Are you taking
that they've
the
waited
piss
16 weeks for? A beautiful fresh cream canvas.
She'd
sofa.
Walk around meowing like a cat. We're 23.
Meow. Maybe she. Meow. Maybe she's one of those people who dresses up like
Associates.
Animals at the weekend. Mm, weekends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the dog people who dress up like dogs and walk around.
All of
their
her
all
friends.
Falls.
All of her friends were pensioners.
Okay.
It's quite.
She appreciates
quite
the elderly.
Awesome, yeah.
She appreciates the elderly. I appreciate the elderly.
Yeah. Imagine if Chintzy was...
Sorry, I can't be friends with you. Sorry.
If you were just mates with loads of 60-year-olds.
No, but then that'd be really sad because they're
going
to die
out for
way
lunch
before you.
With
and got
Sandra
no...
tonight. Yeah. I know. And they, you're going to see them all go.
You're going to see have to see all your mates go
yeah.
while you're only 30.
Mm.
And then you've got to make all new friends all over again.
Yeah.
You'll get through a whole new friendship group every 10 years.
Mm. Every cycle.
Because they'll be dying.
Mm. You have to replace them.
Yeah, it's really
the next
not,
lot.
It's not smart, I guess. But you'd learn a lot
from the old and wise. I like watching those videos on TikTok from the old people. And it's like, if you could tell yourself like one thing.
Oh, that's nice.
I always think, yeah, that's nice. Mm. Mm. Right, let me see if I can see any more petty reasons in here for why we're ending friendships. Have we ever had a petty reason for ending a friendship?
No, we haven't. We've not.
Nothing comes to mind.
We only ended one.
No, and there was another one.
Oh, I guess. Mm. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But that was very valid. That was not petty.
That was incredibly valid.
That was like absolutely.
Yeah, that was valid.
Needs to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've drifted from friends, but actually being like, I'm ending this.
Yeah, it's happened twice.
Twice.
Yeah. It's happened twice.
God. She kept saying a squeeze instead of excuse.
Come on, friends. Squeeze me. Pour it down, so bean. You know. So you're telling me if I genuinely.
I can't fucking stand her anymore. She says a squeeze.
If I genuinely start, you know, incorporating pour it down, so bean into my vocabulary, you're just going to end this friendship.
You've got to end it. Goodness. It's the last straw, apparently.
You know what Lydia said to me? She went, what does pour it down, so bean mean? I went, use your fucking brain.
Pour it down, so bean.
What do you think it means?
What does pour it down, so bean mean?
Why are you guys saying pour it down, so bean? Pour it down, so bean.
So bean? Someone's put because she only drank Pepsi Max.
Oh, Pepsi Max!
Fucking
is
love
nice.
Pepsi Max. Pepsi Max is good.
Pepsi Max low key is better than Coke Zero.
Summer's replied to this. She's for my friend falling over at market. That's you.
What the fuck? I couldn't help it. Like it was literally the wasp when it was rainy. Like it was so traumatic.
You gave her the ick. Embarrassed her. Get up.
Get up. I can't get up. Baby.
Oh, right. Okay. Let's get into some dilemmas,
yes,
everybody,
please.
Shall we?
My straw has already disintegrated.
Yeah, Chintzy's using these paper straws and they just seem to wilt away when they sit in the water. She starts the episode with a full straw. Then by the time we've done intro...
Now it's just a piece of paper in my
hands. She's only left to a nubbin.
Still got water left.
Okay, we're going to start here this week.
This
it's
is
girl
absolutely
talk.
Outrageous.
It's girl talk and we're getting into
I
it. Happy Wednesday. So we've got partner being added to the girls group chat.
That's outrageous.
Kind of defeats the point.
I'm assuming, let's just say it's a group of four girls.
Maybe six.
We're all waiting. One of them has their fucking boyfriend. On what planet?
What are they doing in
on
here?
On what planet is this man allowed in the girls group chat?
So hi girls, me and my girls have been best friends since we were in primary school and are still super close now, though we're in our 20s, and we all live in different cities. We of course have a girls group chat. Recently, one of the girls came out to us and introduced her new girlfriend to us.
Oh, it's all different.
Okay. We, of course, were so happy for her and welcomed the new girlfriend with open arms.
Of course.
She is often invited when we go out and we really enjoy hanging out with her.
Oh, that's lovely.
However, her girlfriend has now been added to the girls' group chat.
Okay.
Now, I understand that she is, of course, a girl.
Yes.
But I just feel like the girls' chat is not a place for partners.
Okay.
We all use the group chat to send in random, sometimes embarrassing things. You know, it's judgment-free.
Yes.
And now we can't help but feel like the vibe has changed slightly. Really?
Well, yeah, I guess you don't know her as well as your other friends.
Yeah,
She's a relatively new member
She's a new person to you, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some things that, like, you want to tell your friends, you wouldn't tell her because you don't know her that well. Yes. So, like,
I hear that.
Okay, even though she is a girl, it does still feel like a boyfriend is in the chat, which, of course, would be a huge no-no.
Yeah.
Now that she is in the group chat, is she also invited to every single girls' night or trip? Of course.
Right, so is she just, like, now... new member.
Yeah, she's just one of the girls.
Never thought about, yeah.
Yeah,
never
not thought, thought about that.
That before. But yeah.
Yeah, because if it's but girls
she is
trip.
One of the girls.
But she's in the girls because she's, a partner.
It's very complex, actually.
Yeah. If it's girls' night, girls' trip, I guess
so
she's coming.
So do you guys now just need to accept she's part of the group
she's
now?
She's part of the group now.
Because she is. Because she's a girl.
Yeah.
And she's going out with one of your best friends.
Yeah.
And they're in love. And I imagine they're going to be together for years to come.
Right.
So she's not going nowhere. So what, like, when you're having a girls' night, you can't not invite her.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But then
but you can not invite like a boyfriend, obviously.
Yeah, because it's like, oh no,
yeah,
they're not
like,
coming.
I'm not, no boys tonight.
Yeah.
But it's a girls' night. So why isn't Sarah allowed to come? Of course she's allowed to come.
That's really, I've never thought about that. That's quite complicated.
Yeah, it is.
We absolutely love hanging out with the new girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I still think it would be nice to have time alone with my close girls and a space to chat with just them.
Right.
I have spoken to a couple other girls in the group and they also agree.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm feeling there's probably about six of you in this group.
Yeah.
Can't be only four of you.
About five or six.
Yeah. We just aren't sure how to go about it or what to do.
Yeah.
It's not our place to... Is it not our place to feel this way about a new member of the group chat?
Yeah.
Should we say anything? Please just let us know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're valid.
Yeah.
To feel...
I've never thought about that.
Cool. Well, because like I'm thinking of some of the group chats we've got.
Yeah.
And regardless of whether it's a partner or not, like if anyone was just randomly added.
It's like, oh.
Who's like kind of new, who we don't really know. I'd be
it
like,
would
oh.
change the vibe.
It would change the vibe of the group chat. Like certain things like, yeah, we wouldn't send in certain embarrassing
you'd
things.
You'd think twice or, before sending it or yeah. you'd be like, oh,
or, like,
should
we wouldn't
I send
mention
that?
Certain things because we don't want, you know, Emma getting wind of it or
yeah.
whatever. So I do get it.
Yeah.
But but she's one of the girls now.
I know.
Do you just have to just welcome her with open arms.
Surely.
And let her get involved in the group because she is.
Because she
like
is.
She's in love with one of your best friends. They're together. They're happy.
And she's a girl.
And she's a girl.
And you're in the girl group.
And you're in the girl. And she's a girl. And you're in the girl group. And you're in the group.
But and then, she wants to be there.
And she wants to. And you like her.
You like her. Yeah.
She's not
you don't have a problem
wrong,
with her.
But. Yeah, it's actually, yeah.
Do you
but,
just have
but then
to get...
you do want your time with the girl, with your friends who you've known since primary school. Mm. So I think...
Could you say something to your...
The friend.
Your friend?
The friend who is with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And just say like, look, we love Sarah.
So happy for you both.
You know, I still want us to keep our friendship girls time, you know, without the partners.
Without the partners. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think that's completely valid to say. And surely, like, anyone in a relationship needs time away from their partner.
Exactly. With their friends. She shouldn't, hindsight's a beautiful thing. I don't think she should have added her to the group chat. Yeah,
because
she is a partner. Yeah. And, like, and everyone needs their life away from their partner.
Yeah, and everyone needs their friendship time away from their partner.
Yeah.
So it's like, now it's like her partner and friendships are one.
It's so the same.
She might come to realize that that's actually might get a bit much for her.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
you never know. She may be like, you never know what other people are thinking.
So true.
She may be thinking like, oh, I shouldn't have added her to this.
Yeah.
Like, I've blurred the lines a bit.
Blurred the lines.
You know, I need my friendship group to, like, you just never know.
Yeah. Because, like, when you're get into a new relationship, you do need to keep the distinct, like, well, these are my friends and I love, you know, spending time
and this is my life that I had before you came along.
Yeah. And they're your friends and I love when you can hang out with them and have your own time. Like, yes, I love your friends and you love my friends and we can all get along as a collective.
As one.
But also, like, equally, I do need my time with just my friends.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, my life doesn't revolve around you, unfortunately.
I think
you know
if a couple other people in the group are also feeling it, I think you're valid. Maybe just one of you, like whoever's closest to this girl.
Yes.
Maybe approach
maybe
it.
Just like, and just be like, mention.
Yeah, gently mention.
You can't kick her out of the group chat now.
No,
that's
you can't kick
happening.
Her out. You're either going to have to make a new chat.
Imagine being kicked out of a group chat
No,
today.
you can't be kicked out.
Imagine. Oh my God. You know, you're looking for the group chat to send something in.
Can't find it
because you've been kicked out.
You either need to, you can't kick her out. You're going to have to either make a new chat or just not.
Oh God, make a new chat.
Not have it.
Yeah, and then the day she, got a new chat. Oh my God. Just without,
What do you do?
I think.
That's complicated.
It is. I think whoever is closest to her, because a few of you are feeling it, like, and otherwise there's going to be resentment's going to build up and then something big's going to happen. It's going to explode.
And then it's going to end up that you're going to make a new chat without either of them.
Right. And then they're going to feel quite isolated, the two of them as a couple.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing you want to do because you do love them both.
I think, look, there's no bad blood here. No one's got like a huge problem with anyone or anything like that. I think
you
it's just
make
simply...
sure you're still getting, like, your friendship time.
Yeah,
that's
we still want our time with you, like without your partner, without any of our partners. Yeah. Like, we're still a girl, like, we're still a friendship group here. We're still a girls gang. Like, we're still a group. And, you know, we love Sarah. We're so happy that you found each other and you're happy. Like, we love to see it.
Yeah.
But we still want friendship time without partners.
Yeah. And also, like, we're thinking of you, Sarah.
Yeah,
like,
too.
You need time away from your partner. Yeah. Like, you know, and you do. You need your friends and your girly time with
But then
us.
You never know. It could be a case of, like, her new girlfriend, for example. She may not have any girl mates. And she may be saying, her girlfriends.
So lovely that you've got a group of
her
girls.
Girlfriend's trying to help her out and be like, well, come and meet all my girl mates, they'll love you, and, you know, and that's maybe what she's got
so
on her end.
Maybe it's gonna get a bit techie because she doesn't have as many friends and she thought, oh, I should be so welcomed, and she has been but it's really
complicated,
really tough, that
I would go proceed with caution
100%.
But I think you could definitely mention it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't even mention the chat at first.
Yeah.
Maybe mention just like a girl's
just like
night.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Just like hanging out.
Just hang out.
Yeah.
With no partners.
Well, why don't you even just try and plan a girl's night, just the friendship group?
Yeah.
And just kind of like angle it as, you know, let's just have a good, you know, just like good old times.
No boyfriends, no girlfriends.
No boyfriends,
let's
no
just
girlfriends,
go.
just the friends.
Yeah.
And then if that goes down well, then I guess you're fine.
You're fine. And
she recognizes that her girlfriend doesn't need to be at every single function.
Mm. Tricky
with
though,
you guys. Very tricky.
Don't think we've ever had that before.
I haven't thought about that. Never had that before.
But she shouldn't have added her partner to the group chat. That's a bit unnecessary, I think.
Yes.
She could have made a new one.
But I understand. Yeah, she could have made a new one. But I understand. Yeah, she was just trying to make her feel extra welcome.
Welcome. Extra
her,
included.
Extra included with all the girls. Because when we're all girls, you know, we want to feel welcomed in with all
open
the girls.
Arms.
With open arms.
Like one of the group.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do.
Mm. I can see why she did it,
as a
but
girl,
she shouldn't
you don't
have...
want to feel left out from the other girls.
No.
There's nothing worse than that.
Feeling like you're on the outside of the group.
Of outside of the group looking in.
Yeah.
So, and I guess her girlfriend didn't want her to feel like that.
Mm.
So I can see both sides.
Me
you
too.
Know? Like,
I can see why she did it.
Same. I can see both sides. 100%.
But she should have made a new one.
She should have made a new one. Yes, I actually agree and kept the original one.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you know what this is?
What?
This is Bride Wars in real life.
Here we go.
So this is from the perspective of
one of
Anne Hathaway's and what's her name? Kate Hudson's friends. Remember those friends they had?
Yes.
And they were having to dart between the two.
Yes.
Okay, so what we've got here is two best friends' weddings on the same day, and I'm bridesmaid for both.
You can't be in two places at once.
You can't be in two places at once. What time is the ceremonies?
Oh my
God. What time do ceremonies usually start? About fucking...
One?
Yeah.
Midday?
Midday in the UK, innit?
Getting married at one. Some people get married at like three.
How is that possible? But how is that... Do these two friends not know each other? Maybe it's that. I'm assuming it's that.
Okay.
Then it's not necessarily Bride Wars.
Okay. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you got to choose one then.
Let's read it.
Okay, anyway. Do you think she has to choose one though?
Well, I'd say so, but we don't know the context.
I know, hi girls.
She's pulled us in with this subject line.
Hi girls. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, this is a sticky one, show. This is a long one, lol. So I've got two best friends.
Right.
Sarah and Sally. Sarah and Sally aren't friends.
Okay.
There we go.
Our first question.
Right, just through me. Sarah has recently got engaged. Why is your phone on 16%?
I haven't charged it. I'm having a bit of a nightmare with charging.
It's literally 10 a.m. in the morning.
I went to Nottingham. I left my charger there. And I've only got this like shit charger, which is so slow. And then I took Brian's charger. Yeah. And then it's just... I haven't charged. I didn't charge it last night because I was listening to The Office to go to sleep with my headphones.
I cannot sleep unless my phone's plugged in.
But
I can't
sleep unless I'm listening to something, and I have to put headphones in because Brian can't sleep if I'm playing it out loud. I don't have AirPods, so my only headphones are the ones that go in the phone. I can't charge and headphone
you
at
some
the same
AirPods
time.
For Christmas, for
my
birthday.
I know.
You need to get some AirPods.
I know. Brian's got
this is
AirPods.
Ridiculous.
And
it's 11 a.m. in the morning. She's on 16%.
I know.
It's fucking crazy.
It's going to be a stressful day.
Yeah, she's not going to make it through the freaking
day. I'm not
going to
make it home.
She's not going to make it. She's going to be stranded on the side of the street with no money. No
I know, because all my cards are on there as well.
Oh, my Lord. Right, so we'll start again. I've got two best friends, Sarah and Sally.
Got it.
Sarah and Sally aren't good friends just through me. So they are mates.
So they do know each other. Wow.
I wouldn't, even if I knew of a girl, I would not have my wedding on the same day. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Sarah has recently got engaged. She's picked her date to be May 14th, 2024.
Not long away. That's going to come around quick.
I mean, yeah, it's about 9 months away. Mm. Is that the math? She has asked me to go dress shopping and everything with her. Okay. But she hasn't exclusively asked me to be her bridesmaid, but has said in the past before the engagement that I will be her bridesmaid.
Okay
so she's not done the like whole shindig to
bride
you, but you're assuming.
Proposal, but yeah.
So my other best friend, Sally, has picked her wedding date, 14th/15th of May 2024. Oh, so has she not officially decided?
But is that over a weekend?
So are we doing a reception? Mm. Are we doing a brunch the next day? Mm. Are we all in the same? Is those the vibes?
Possibly.
I mean, that's still tricky because the locations of both these weddings.
Absolutely.
One, you know, Sarah's could be in Edinburgh. Sally's could be on the Malfi Coast. How can you get in there in one day?
You've got to catch a flight.
Yeah.
A little time travel.
You'll have to leave at 10 p.m. night before of Sarah's wedding. All right. This is why teleportation needs to be invented.
Situations like this.
Yeah. She isn't... Oh. Sally isn't engaged yet. But her...
Oh.
Okay, Sally.
Okay.
Sally isn't engaged yet, but her and her partner have discussed and they are currently building a house and said he can't afford the ring right now as his money is all going into the house, but he is going to propose at the start of next year. What, and then get married straight away in May?
Okay, right.
So Sally's just picking the date.
So Sally knows that she's getting proposed getting to. Proposed to. It's been very openly spoken
she's
about.
She's going to do a rapido wedding, get married May 14th.
Because she wants to get this done.
Yeah, May 14th.
Okay.
She's had her heart set on the date.
Why? What's so special about May the 14th?
Some people do, though. There's something about dates for people.
I know.
Like, for me, people have care less.
People have special dates.
Yeah. Like, I don't have a favourite number. Like, none of that. Do you have a favourite number?
Not really.
Like, some people, 13, it's my number. It's my number. Mm. Oh, my God. He was born on the 13th.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's 13. Never that. You know. So maybe 14.
Because also you've got to think about it. That's going to be your anniversary every single year. Like, some people, I do understand the date thing.
Okay. So she's had her heart set on this date. So he has said, book the date because we are getting married.
Okay.
That's crazy. No proposal, but he said, book the date. We're getting married. But okay.
It's very efficient.
It is very efficient.
It's logical. We're getting married. We're doing it. Yeah, I can't afford the ring. We're putting money into the house. She's thinking, absolutely. That's what I want.
You're the love of my life. Let's build this house. You proposed me at the start
of the year.
I want
this date. Let's do it. Yeah. This date comes around once a year. Let's go.
I respect it. Book the date, we're getting married, book it.
Fuck.
Now she has exclusively asked me to be her bridesmaid and told me to keep the date free.
Sally has.
Well, Sarah's actually getting married on May 14th.
But Sarah's not asked you yet.
But Sarah has asked you to go dress shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah is a bit more uptight.
Okay.
And harder to speak to. So I spoke to Sally about the issue with the weddings on the same day.
Okay.
Yeah, like, the thing is, you can't keep this inside.
No, you can't internalise
this. You know, like, Sarah, Sally, I'm in a fucking pickle here. What do you want me to do? Cut myself down the fucking middle?
I'll send my top off and bottom off. Which half do you want?
I'll send my legs to Sally. Sarah, you can have my torso. Is that what you want me to fucking do? Okay. So, you know, I spoke to Sally about the issue, but she's not spoke to Sarah about the issue.
Okay, because Sarah's a bit harder to talk to.
Yeah, Sarah's harder to talk to. She spoke to her partner and has moved the wedding date to allow me to go to the wedding. What an angel. Oh.
Well, why? What's the email for?
Okay, so Sally's moved her wedding date.
Wow.
And Sally really wanted it on
Sally
the 14th,
really wanted
didn't
that
she?
Date.
She said, what an angel. Sally asked me to confirm that the new date suited me. And if Sarah has made any more wedding plans. Okay, she's just like, look, I need you there. I'm going to change the date. But make sure that this is fine because I'm not changing it again. So I messaged Sarah just to 100% confirm as I love to go to both weddings. When I messaged Sarah, she just snapped at me and said, but if they've asked you first, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. I see. So
if you'd rather be there, bridesmaid, don't let me stop you.
You know, it's giving, like, you know, when someone goes, well, come if you want.
Yeah. Be my guest.
Yeah. Mm. If you want. It's like, all right. Okay. Oh, sorry, I'll say that again. When I messaged Sarah, she just snapped at me and said, but if they've asked you first, go ahead.
Right.
After I told her that Sally has changed her date for me, it's a good thing. Like, be like, I'm really glad.
Sorry, I just did a yawn.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Like,
Sally's changed the date.
Sarah,
Sally,
like,
save your ass.
Yeah, like, oh, she should be like, thanks to Sally. That's really lovely.
Yeah, I'll send Sally some flowers.
I hope she has a great wedding. Mine's going to be better, but hope she has a great, you know what I mean? Like, I understand that people do get a bit weird about weddings.
Yeah, pressures are high. Tensions are high.
I guess. So I'm meant to be dress shopping for Sarah next week, but since this, she hasn't messaged me about times and dates. Oh, so why is Sarah getting all in her head?
She sacked you
though?
As a bridesmaid anyway.
In it, why is she? Yeah, so Sally's moved her whole wedding for no reason because Sarah's just being an arsehole anyway right now. So she hasn't messaged me about times or dates, and as she lives away, it will be cramping. As many fittings into one sitting.
Yeah, it'll be cramming in.
She meant to put cramming in. It'll be cramming in as many fittings into one sitting. And we'll need to take time off work. Like, I need to know, Sarah.
Wow,
this is
serious. Like, I'm traveling to
you.
I'm not just popping down the road.
Right, I need to let my work know. I need to let my work know as she's only home during the working week. Okay. Do I message her if we are still going dress shopping or do I leave it? I was trying to get to both of their weddings as I love them both and I wanted to be there for both of them. Sally was so understanding and moved her date, but Sarah is just overreacting. Sarah had no reason to overreact, though.
Because it was all sorted.
Sally sorted it. But I think Sarah just maybe... Yeah, I don't really understand why Sarah's acted like that. She's done nothing but confirm her date for me. Yeah, all I asked was confirm the date, just 100% for Sally.
Because I've got another wedding being moved because of this
a
date.
A whole wedding being moved,
so I've got
moved,
to make sure
Sarah.
That you are actually having this date.
Please help, girls, as I've been racking my brain about this issue for 2 months now and I've tried to sort it out, but now I feel like it's just going to blow up. Thanks.
Oh, gosh. Thanks.
Thanks with an exclamation mark. Yeah,
God,
I mean, cool, blimey, it's all kicking off.
It's all kicking off.
I don't know. So let me just get this straight. So you said to Sally, because Sally's easier to talk to. Oh, Sally, I've got a real pickle. Your wedding is on the same day as Sarah. Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
I don't know what to do.
What should I do? Sally's like, no worries. I'm going to move it. Don't you worry
don't
about
you
that.
Don't you worry, because I want but, you at mine
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but please just double check with Sarah that this new date suits. So all you did, you went to Sarah and went, nay, Sarah. Just to let you know. Sally,
Hey, Sarah.
Sally's actually gonna, you know, God, could you believe it? Both your weddings on the same day, but luckily Sally's gonna move.
Don't
hers.
Worry.
Don't worry.
Panic, problem solved.
And she's going, well, if she asks you first, just fucking go to hers. You thought,
whoa, that wasn't the point of the conversation.
That's not what I wasn't asking you whose can I go to. I wasn't telling you I'm not coming to your wedding. I was saying Sally's being an angel.
I was telling you that there was a problem, but there is
but
no longer
fixed,
a problem.
So there's no issue.
No.
I'm just double checking the dates. To make sure that you ain't got your fucking hendo or something on the new date.
Yeah. Or that you are definitely having the 5th, the 14th.
Right.
Because Sally's
or
moving it.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, and now Sarah's kind of gone radio silent with you and not letting you know on the dress shopping deeds.
I mean, look, like brides can get very stressed. It's a big thing.
Yeah,
like you're planning a wedding.
I feel like everything can feel very heightened.
Heightened.
Especially when it comes to like guests and bridesmaids and dates.
Little details.
And who's coming and who's not and who am I disinviting and who am I inviting? And like, especially like it's someone who she knows and it's around the same time. Like,
yes.
Generally, people don't want people they kind of know having weddings around the same time.
No, everyone wants to have
their
moment.
So I feel like Sarah's kind of struck a nerve like, oh. So, you know, kind of because it felt, she maybe thought like, oh, this, you know, my moment's kind of,
it's going to be like outshined by someone else.
Sally.
Like, I'm going to have a great wedding. Then the fucking weekend after, it's going to be, no
Sally.
One's going to be talking about it anymore because it's going to be Sally's
Everyone's
wedding.
Everyone's going to be looking at Sally's wedding.
Mm.
So I understand her thought, but she does need to just rein it in and just look at the facts.
Yes.
You know, you've been nothing but a good friend in this instance. You've just been trying to fucking sort it out.
Yeah.
You know, because you love them both and you want to go to them both. So it's
and
not,
you want to be there to support
them. She shouldn't
them.
Be, like, not that she's attacked you, but making you feel bad for something completely out of your control.
Out of your... You've just
right?
tried to save the day.
You're trying to save the day.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can't cut myself into two.
No.
I don't have a twin who I can send in my...
A clone.
Look, do you want me to clone myself in a lab to save you from having... But then, Sarah, you wouldn't want your wedding on the same day as Sally anyway.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Maybe you just like... Obviously, she is potentially stressed at the moment. She's thinking about a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe she's got a lot of other people asking her, a lot
of
different other... Maybe her mum's asking her all this shit and Brighton, she's getting her things. And like, it's all just getting a bit on top of her.
Yeah.
And then maybe you just coming in and saying that was just the final straw
final
that
straw.
Day.
But she
and
shouldn't
maybe
be taking
it, just,
it out on you though.
It could have just tipped her over the edge.
Yeah.
And maybe actually what might be the best thing is for you just to kind of forget this has all happened. Look, the problem's been solved.
It has been solved.
Sally's wedding, she's moved it. Yeah. She's on good terms.
It's not an issue.
It's not an issue. It's not like anyone put any like money down for like deposits for venues and anything like that. Like Sally's just pushed it back a little bit. So maybe just start fresh with Sarah.
Say hey.
Send her a message. Hey, Sarah.
Hey,
enjoy
Sarah.
The bank holiday weekend.
How's the blooming bride?
How's the gorgeous bride? Yeah. Just checking in because I pretty sure I remember you saying you wanted to go dress shopping next week.
Can't wait.
If you do, can't wait. But I do just need to book it off work. Because I know, you know, we've got lots to try on. So just let me know. Like, please confirm. Let me know.
Yeah, send a voice note in that tone of voice.
In that tone of voice. How are you doing? Just start fresh.
Very nasal.
Very nasal.
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
We're going dress shopping. Hi, Sarah. Anyway,
in a happy, chappy tone.
So a happy tone. Just start fresh.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe she was just, maybe it just all got a bit much for her when you last spoke.
I think start fresh.
Start fresh. Just move on from it. And hopefully she bounces back and she's like, yeah, I can't wait. I've booked it. We're going, our appointment's at 12. Yes. Like, so if you can get here for like 11, that'd be really great. And hopefully this can just be old news and we can move on. I think you should give brides benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
They've got a lot going on. You are going to be maybe a bride one day and probably you're going to be feeling some sort of stress. Yes. And you're going to be like, God, would everyone just fucking get off my back? I've got too many blah, 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 blah. Like, this is my wedding, not yours. Stop making it blah, blah, blah. Like, you just never...
I think you never know.
Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
In this one instance, I mean, we'll get our answer. She's either gonna not reply or reply.
She's either gonna be like, oh, so you want to come now. She's either gonna be like fucking snappy and you'll be like, fucking hell, Sarah, what's gone on here?
I mean, she snaps before.
She has snapped before.
Oh, didn't know you were part of my wedding. I think you're just part of Sally's. Could have something like that.
Well, that's a different
but
story.
But then also, then poor Sally, because poor Sally's moved her whole fucking wedding for you, Sarah.
For you. Don't forget that.
You know, don't forget anyway. I don't think I'm going to be a stressful bride.
I can't really be bothered.
Neither, like, no.
I don't really care about...
Neither do... I don't care enough.
Having a wedding.
I don't care.
An engagement. I'd love to be engaged. Have a nice engagement ring. Mm. But then planning a wedding.
Well,
that just feels like quite a daunting task.
Well, if I'm fortunate enough, touch wood.
Get a wedding planner.
I'm fucking wedding. I'm saying you do it. I'll send them my Pinterest boards.
Yeah, these are the vibes. Go.
I say these are the vibes. Fucking do it.
And I will show up on May the 14th.
Well, what time are you ready for?
Where's my dress? What have you found? I don't think you can speak to someone like that.
I would never speak to someone.
Fucking do it.
No, but then she'd be like, well, that'd be 500k. And I'm like, no, never right, mind. Whatever you want, bitch. No, but that would be a dream. If you could trust someone that much, genuinely.
Yeah.
Here's my fucking Pinterest board.
Yeah, this is what I want. Yeah.
Have a go.
Take a stab at it.
So, you know, be creative, babe.
Have a go.
I mean, I guess, you know, you do want approval on things.
Yeah, you go. Well, the point is, like, you'll give them the vibe, I'd imagine, that you want.
Yeah.
They'll go out and find, okay, so I found four venues, which I think could fit the bill.
Let's go view them all.
You've not had to look for the venues. You've not had to find those yourself.
So they do it all from that, the get-go, like that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, completely.
I'm sure on the day,
they just deal with everything.
Yes.
Timing.
They've got their little bag coordinating. Of stuff with like sewing.
They've
kit.
Got their team there. They've got a little headpiece, mouthpiece, walkie talkies.
Guys, bride.
Eagle is flying. Eagle is flying.
The mother of the bride is loose. We've lost the father of the groom. Can anyone locate Brian, the father of the groom?
Please. Brian Senior.
Mr. Brian Signia, where are you?
The ceremony is about to start.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to stress me out. I mean, but the thing is, I've never thrown a party.
And we don't even throw a birthday party.
I don't even throw birthday parties.
No.
So I get, we don't host.
We don't host parties, no.
I've never hosted a party, apart from when I was a child. Mm. That doesn't count.
That was your mum's job.
Right. I'm not a fucking host. You're the host. This is your house, babe. You deal with it. I remember. So, like, we never had house parties, but Mariana, my younger sister, she had that house party. Remember that house party?
I do.
Sick all over the kitchen. Mariana, blackout drunk.
She was a crazy girl.
They must have been 16, 17. All snuck alcohol into the garden. Bottles of vodka. Empty, all on the garden.
My God.
Bottles of vodka. We went in, the kitchen towel's sticky. Sticky and brown. Mariana
passed out.
I think Mum was like, "You go in there." I was like, "I ain't going in there." She was like, "Because I think she wanted me to chaperone." I'm like, "I'm just chaperoning. I'll be present, but I'm sitting in the living room and I'm letting them get on with it." And then think, knock, knock, knock. Mariana's crying.
Oh, no.
She's been sick.
Help us.
Oh, my God. Help us. Someone else has been sick as well in the... There's some sick in the...
I'm so sorry.
And then at that point, Angie started to freak out.
Lose her shit.
And then she kicked everyone out.
As she should.
Went through the garden and found all the bottles of vodka. Romano was kicking off.
I can imagine.
So yeah, that's my only experience of a party as of recent, to be honest, that's been low-key hosted by myself.
Chaperoned by me.
Chaperoned by me underage.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably get there one day, but...
Yeah.
Planning a wedding just seems like a lot.
Dinner party hosting is different to a party.
Oh, totally different.
A party. Imagine hosting a party of 100 people. Some people have parties like that. The stress of that, I wouldn't be able to join myself.
Guest list.
That's why it's like low-key.
And also, like, weddings, they come with, it's not just a part, like, weddings come with a lot of politics about who you're inviting, who your family wants you to invite, this and that. If you invite them, you've got, like, it's less, it's,
you've
got
to speak to, imagine you invite 100
you got to go and speak to everyone. You're the main event. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you've got to speak to 100 people
in one go.
And pay
in
for
one
everyone's
day.
Dinner. 100 people, that's crazy. Guess I've got to do it, but...
Got to do it one day.
Crazy. Baby.
Okay. I am dating. I'm dating my work bestie's ex.
Ooh, a little bit sticky.
It's a bit complicated.
Work bestie's ex. Gotcha.
So did you meet her at work and be like, oh, here's who I'm dating? And she's like, that's my fucking ex.
Oh, yes, potentially. So maybe you didn't date him with the intention of dating your bestie, your work bestie's ex.
I'm in a situation where I am completely stuck in capitals.
Shit.
Any advice,
oh, shit.
I'll take it.
Gotcha, girl.
So as a bit of background, I work in an office job. I have only had this job for a few months, but quickly became really close with this one girl who we will call Sarah.
Good old Sarah, eh?
Good old Sarah. Classic Sarah. She's always
about...
Always sees us through.
Sarah here, Sarah that.
We class each other as work besties.
Gorge.
And often see each other outside of work.
Oh, it's lovely to have a work bestie, isn't it? That you can also spend time with outside of work. Like, there's nothing better than a work bestie.
For drinks or just chill days.
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay.
See, I'd say you guys are a bit more than work besties.
So
then.
Would I, because I think work besties, like, you don't really leave work.
I think work besties, technically, they stay... Purely in the workplace,
work.
And maybe like when it's work nights out,
work
it's like
socials.
Clearly
you might do
closer.
A pre together, you might get ready together, because it's ultimately a work night.
Yeah, but I would say this is beyond a.
If you're having days off together,
yeah. If you're just chilling together, yeah.
On one of these chill days, I was talking about a boy I was seeing, and she asked if I could see a picture of him.
Oh! Here we go.
Turns out, if she could see a picture of him,
okay.
Turns out, it's her ex.
I mean, ex-boyfriend, ex-fling, ex-what?
We are both from completely different cities. So it blew my mind, like, how small world it is for me to end up chatting to her ex. Of all
crazy.
Fucking people. It was a six-month relationship around 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's pretty...
Okay. At least it's not fresh.
No. It was me and Sarah just laughed it off.
Okay.
But deep down, I already have caught feelings for him. And we have got a weekend away planned for not too long after we had this conversation.
Right.
Fast forward 2 months, me and her ex are now in a relationship.
Oh, shit.
I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
But I have not
Does
told...
Does he know that your work bestie is his ex?
Don't know. The thing is, for him though, like, if this was 3 years ago, he could have had two other serious relationships in that time.
And for Sarah
and
too.
And for Sarah too, yeah. This could be like, but if he hasn't, like, if this is their most recent ex, it feels a bit different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But if you've had relationships in between, it's always like, oh,
yeah.
Whatever.
I guess it's not so much like, oh, I want to be with him.
No.
But it's more so like, I don't want this guy back in my life. And now he is.
Mm.
Like, I'm thinking, if my ex-boyfriend from 3 years ago was all of a sudden going out with one of my
workmates,
and like, I had to be reminded of this twat every day of my life, I'd be pissed off.
Because when you see her, oh, what did you do at the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I saw Brian.
And you're just like...
Oh, yeah, well, me and Brian are going to Spain.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
and little thing. Oh, it's Brian's birthday.
It's her birthday, so are we all going out? Mm.
Okay. So I couldn't be happier. We're in a relationship. Yeah. Lovely. But I have not told Sarah any of this. And now I feel like I'm keeping secrets.
All right. So, I feel bad. Like, let her know on the progression of the relationship. Yeah. Or not.
I feel bad for not cutting him off as soon as I found out he was her ex. Mm. But I'm also glad I didn't, because I do really like him and I see us being together long term, as we have similar morals and similar life goals.
Yeah.
So basically, like, where do I go from here? Do I keep it a secret? Do I tell her?
But you can't keep it a secret because then that's just gonna,
I feel like you're just digging yourself more of a hole.
Because if you kept, say you kept it a secret for another 6 months and then she found out the depth
of the relationship
and what you were hiding.
And also, like, you can't live a double life at work. Yes. Like, I'm sure you've got other mates at work and someone saying, have you got a boyfriend, Sarah? And what are you saying? No, I'm single, I'm not seeing anyone. Right. Like, that's a big lie you've just told.
Yeah. And also, like, no one wants to walk
that's
around
double life keep, shit.
Keeping such a secret. Like, you want to be able to tell people,
like,
about your life.
You don't
want to
have anxiety about going out on a date with Brian and fucking Sarah walking into the restaurant. Yeah. Like, it gets complicated.
That. I think... Cool, blimey. I mean, I get it. I wonder, so you guys laughed it off.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I mean, it's not good, but, oh God, I actually don't know where to begin.
I mean, it's just complicated.
No, so you love this guy.
Yes.
You're in love.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't deny it. He's a great boyfriend, you know.
You see it long term.
Listen, you did nothing wrong, I don't think.
No.
You met a guy, you had no fucking idea.
He was just a guy. He was a stranger.
And unfortunately, you'd already caught feelings.
Yeah.
By the time, you know.
You figured out it was your work bestie's ex.
And it's easier said than done saying, oh, I should have just cut it off then. Look, you have feelings for the guy. I get it. When you've got feelings for someone.
You can't just
Every single other judgment is completely clouded because, you know, what are you meant to do?
It is easier said than done to.
Much easier said than done. So look,
that's why we all ignore, like, we don't see the red flags,
because
it's hard.
It's hard because we already fancy him and we already got feelings for him. Like, it's really tricky. So okay, so you didn't. So then I guess she never brought him up again. I'm guessing
obviously ignorance is bliss. Maybe she doesn't want to know.
If she was asking you questions, then I guess you'd be honest and be like, oh well, yeah, we actually have been on a few other dates, and you just be honest. So. Probably...
And maybe she felt a bit weird, like, I don't want her to think that I want to know what's going on. Like,
because I'm not
interested
in him anymore. Mm. And I guess she probably felt a bit awkward asking about him because it's my ex. You know, I was once, you know, I've slept with this guy.
Yeah.
You know, I know him. You know, maybe it didn't end on good terms. Like, you don't want to be talking about your ex.
No, you don't.
It's shit. Like, especially, I mean, if they didn't end amicably, then that's even worse. Mm. And I guess we don't know. I think you need to be honest with her.
You should tell her.
You got to tell her. So
and it
down.
May just be
I think
that
she'll be understanding. I do. It was 3 years ago.
It was 3 years ago. It was a 6 month relationship. Yeah. I'm not saying that's not valid,
and listen, it's
but
not...
like, it could have been worse. It's not like they were together for four years.
Yeah.
Like, it was a 6 month thing 3 years ago. Yeah. Like,
and listen, she's,
it's not
it's
that
not,
fresh.
It's not ideal for Sarah.
No.
She probably feels uncomfortable. I'm going to be real. Mm. She probably, it makes her feel a bit, this is weird. Mm. Like,
maybe you might just find that you guys now, like, you just go back to being friends at work. Mm. Like, maybe you don't have your...
Maybe you won't really talk about personal things anymore.
Yeah, maybe it will just go back.
Because I understand for Sarah, she doesn't want to be chit-chatting about...
Mm.
You know,
unless she's totally over, unless it was a nice little relationship, totally over, it just didn't work out, whatever. Yeah. Like, it depends on how she felt about this guy, how much this
depends
guy.
Depends how it ended.
Yeah.
Depends on everything.
Did he really break her heart?
Yes.
Like, what? Like, what was
it?
This?
You know, that would be brilliant. But you've got to tell her. Just sit down and be like, hey, Sarah, look, I've been feeling like. Bit awkward about this, as you would know.
Obviously it's your we've established it's your ex.
And you know, I did see him a few more times after that. I did really catch feelings for him and I couldn't really deny it, and then we did end up falling in love. And
why don't you just you just say, maybe not at work, maybe either
I would say go out for dinner, let's
go out for dinner,
let's go for a stroll, let's have
a
walk,
have a chill,
have a takeaway,
and maybe just say something like I've been feeling really awkward recently, because obviously, you know, we established, you know, when I was talking to that guy, remember I told you a couple months ago, and obviously that was your ex. You could just say something like, I don't want to lie to you because I feel like I've been secretive and I don't want to be secretive with you, but I've been feeling really awkward because I didn't want to bring it up and blah, 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 blah. But we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to get it off my chest. I wanted to let you know. I hope this doesn't affect our friendship.
Yeah.
I hope you don't like hate me for this. Like, yeah. I understand if you want to distance yourself from me now. I personally don't want to distance myself from you. Like, I love the friendship that we have. Yeah. But I just felt like I was being secretive. I didn't know how to bring it up in the office. Like, I was just feeling a bit awkward. I've got a bit in my head. Like, in hindsight, I should have told you straight away.
Yeah.
But I just, I freaked out a little bit. I wasn't really sure how to play this. I couldn't believe that this new guy that I've met in this new city was your ex. Yeah. Like, what are the fucking chances? I didn't want to like this guy, but I do. Like,
didn't want to like
I'm
him.
Sorry if this, you know, hurts your feelings or like, you know, just go, just get it out.
Be and then,
and then,
because we don't know how she's going to react.
Yeah, she can then decide whether she's like, oh, it's fine. Like, oh my God, no, I'm actually seeing this new guy. But I might just, it might just be that.
Yeah.
Or she might be like, yeah, okay, like, well, I'm a bit sad that you didn't tell me.
She might be like, oh, look, I did kind of hope that you'd stop seeing him.
Yeah.
But there's nothing I can do about that. Like, just for the meantime, I might have to just like distance myself a little bit. Like, and that might be how, because she needs to cope with this however she's going to deal with it. Mm. Like, especially if maybe potentially, you know, she still kind of likes the guy. I mean, you don't know.
I don't know.
I know it was 3 years ago, but you just don't know. Everyone's different, innit? So you should definitely tell her.
You
just got to tell her. And then let's get a reaction, see how she feels about it.
And go from there. Because right now, all you can do is imagine different scenarios.
We could sit here and act out 10 different ways Sarah's going to react.
But we're not going to know.
Listen, we could do that for you if that's going to make you feel better. But we could do it. We can do it, but we don't know.
Just tell her.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's going to get
you. You do not want to live in a lie.
No.
Because this also, like, he, you know, he's your boyfriend now.
Right.
He's not going anywhere now for a while.
He's not just a guy you're seeing anymore. It's your boyfriend.
He's not just a guy on your roster.
No.
He's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So you've got to tell her and then we'll navigate this friendship from there.
See what
out.
Happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Very tricky.
It's just a small world thing, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are the chances?
That's really...
What are the chances?
I mean, really, what are the chances, eh? That's crazy. In different city, you'd never think. What the fuck
you would
are you
never
doing
think.
Is that
you would
is
never
that
think.
From Leeds?
Surely not.
Surely not. Not Brian from Leeds.
You would never think.
Yeah. Baby.
Okay, right. We're going to end on a quote, guys. We've looked for a friendship quote because we've had all the friendship talk this week, you know? I have found this piece of wisdom.
Here we go.
Surround yourself with people who care about you, not just those who say it, but those who show it.
That's lovely.
That's really nice. You know, actions speak louder than words.
You know who that's for?
Who?
That's for Sarah, the bride.
The bride.
Sarah, you know, it's for, you know, just try to be a bit more understanding in this instance. I understand you're stressed. You've got a wedding to plan.
Mm.
But right now, I just want to know when your dress appointment is.
That's all I'm asking for.
That's all I'm asking for, Sarah. So please be understanding, babe.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Don't forget, we are doing extra episodes over on Patreon. So every single Monday, there's a brand new episode on there. You can go to the link in our Girls Bathroom bio on Instagram. Or you can go to patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom. It's £3.99 a month and you get 4 extra episodes.
And there's a beautiful group chat over there. Everyone's chit-chatting.
There is. People are meeting up. People are making friends. People are swapping Instagram. People are sending in nail pics. It's a lovely time. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It makes me want to honestly shed a tear because it's such a lovely community. Oh, we love you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next Wednesday and we'll see you on Monday through in the group chat.
Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.